Hey, everybody, this is Stelly.
And this is Heat and Shaw.
And today in the Startup Chat, we will talk about startup lies.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Done. Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
So here's why I want to talk about this with you specifically. You know, in recent months, there have been a few cases where founders that are friends of mine or founders that I've been advising that have kind of uncovered or told me that they've been lying to either investors, their team members, or their families. They've been lying for a variety of reasons. And they didn't say, "I'm lying." Just in my conversation with them, I realized, holy shit, he or she is lying about X, Y, and Z, and I could get into some examples very, very quickly. And the first time it happened, it kind of broke my heart and it made me think, wow, I'm so glad I don't have to deal with any of this in my life. And it feels so distant, like running a company where you have to like lie to investors or ask friends to sign up and put in their credit card so you can, in your next board meeting, report some fake, like just that type of shit. But the recent example I had was, again, one where through a startup employee, I basically learned that one of my startup that a friend of mine is running, that they, you know, they're bending the truth in a way that I would call a lie to make certain numbers look good for the investors. And I was like, shit, I need to talk to Heaton about this. Like, this idea of, you know, a lot of startups live, you know, think that they, well, a lot of startups do live in the gray zone, right? There's like black and white. And a lot of startups do things that are sometimes not fully legal and do things that are slightly ethically questionable. And there's a lot of stories of founders getting away with it and becoming successful and never hurting anybody. And so I feel like a lot of founders, because of the pressure they get and because of the maybe all these stories out there of, like, I don't know, Steve Jobs on stage pretending something is working, whatever it was. I don't remember the story exactly, like some kind of interface working, but it wasn't really working. We know all these kind of stories, and maybe startup founders in particular feel like it's okay to lie or bend the truth to get to that next milestone or to survive or to avoid conflict or to not rock the boat with their employees and team members. And I have strong opinions about this, but I want to hear yours as well. I just want to talk about this. Is it okay? Is it cool to lie? Why do startups lie? Let's unpack this. Let's talk about it.
Why do startups lie?
Why do founders lie?
God.
I don't know.
Why do people lie, Stelly?
Why do people lie? Yeah.
Okay. Let's start with startups and founders. I think that's a solid topic. And you know, the truth is, I don't think most founders, when they lie, know that they're really actually telling a lie that's going to hurt them.
Mm.
What I mean by that is, you know, excuse me, all the stories we hear are all about straight up, like, you know, how successful these companies were or how much they struggled in the beginning and then they figured it out. You know, I'm talking about like the best case stories of like struggle and then they figured it out. And I can give lots of examples, but every single company has some form of that early, like, hero's journey type of story, right?
Right.
And so I think people have just gotten to believe in someone else's story and the way these stories developed. And so, you know, the reason I'm mentioning that is, like, I just think founders get a lot of things in their heads, especially first-time founders, about what being a founder is, you know?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
My opinion is that what being a founder is being a business owner. That's it. Maybe it's a different type of business owner because you have a lot more risk on like your business and the product and what you're creating. But who doesn't? Even a coffee shop owner who just opened a coffee shop in a corner or a restaurant owner, whatever, these things that have been around before tech and before startups, you know, what we call startups today. These were the old startups. Like, they had the same. It was business. And I think that people don't realize that lying in business gets you in a lot of trouble. And, you know, the lies come from the fact that you just want to look good. You want to sound like you're always crushing it. So part of this to me is like this whole crushing it factor, you know, of like, oh, I'm crushing it. I'm doing really well. Even if like everything's just hitting the fan all the time. And even some of the largest companies that are out there that are growing super fast, shit's hitting the fan all the time. And so I think there's a difference between lying and framing your problems in a way that's productive for you.
All right.
And
let's unpack that, right? Because here's the bottom line from my perspective. And I think most people would be surprised by that because I'm such a loudmouth and people are like, sales guy probably has no ethical problems bending the truth all the way to a full-on lie. But actually,
they don't know you.
Yeah,
so
but
drop the bomb.
I actually, you know, hate that shit. I'm incredibly uncomfortable with anything like it. I am not uncomfortable at all with giving you an edited version of the truth. Not when it's, again, not when it's getting to the territory of a lie. But, you know, I can say, hey, we are offering you a limited access alpha. We're going to partner with 10 companies. You know, we're currently talking to 20 and we're selecting who's going to be part of it. That's all true. That makes it seem like there's a lot of demand and very little supply, right? I make myself very attractive. And I might be talking to you and have a bunch of calls and conversations, and they might all not lead to anything, right? But that to me is very different from telling you, well, we have already 40 companies agreeing to work with us and you could be one of them. When in fact, no company has agreed to working with us yet. Right? To me, there's a huge difference between framing something in a positive way and in a strong way and outright lying about the truth.
People lie because they think it's better to lie and they're going to look better. In fact, when someone catches you in a lie, you look really bad.
Oh, yeah.
And then they don't want to do business with you. They don't want to help you, you know? So I think like this, it's almost like a psychological like nuance in a way of the difference between a lie and, like you said, framing something in a positive light. So, you know, I just want to tell people not to lie.
Yeah.
But that's like very dangerous because I think people don't know that they're lying. Like it's like this weird thing with founders, especially where they want to believe that what already, like their whole job is to create what doesn't exist all the time.
Mm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're here trying to create what doesn't exist, there's some part of you that has to believe it already exists. What do you do with that part of you, right? Like, what do you do? So my trick there, what I would say is don't ever tell anyone anything that doesn't exist. Just
yeah.
don't.
Yeah.
But you can tell yourself whatever the heck you need to keep going.
You can tell yourself any lie that positively impacts your actions.
All day. Do not speak that to anybody else.
Yeah, we'll talk about this for a second. I want to actually unpack why people shouldn't lie. Instead of just keeping it conceptually as like lying is bad, right? Talk about like real consequences. What are the pros and cons practically?
But Stanley, lying is bad.
Lying is bad, right? But I want to talk about why. But even another example recently, I didn't even realize it till we were just talking about this. I need to be careful how I'm going to speak about this, not to say too much. But, you know, we're partnering with many different companies right now, doing all kinds of different co-marketing campaigns and stuff like that. And just a recent example where you know, a company sent over some copy of promoting something with us. And that copy had facts in there that weren't true, right? This was saying specific numbers about something that just was not true yet. And I was like, why? Why are we saying this? And what, you know, is this actually true? I don't think so. And our internal team was like, no. I mean, they seem to be doing this. This seems to be common practice on how their team is promoting things. And I was like, well, but it's not common practice on how we are promoting things. And is lying in this email really going to bring massive success? I don't think that this specific fact really matters as much. So we took it out. But it made me feel a certain way about that company. And it's just a general thing. I think when you've been around the block like you have and I have, we're much more critical when we hear companies talk about how green their grass is and how amazing everything is they do. You kind of go, well, maybe, maybe not, right? I've seen enough companies behind the scenes to know that everybody's fucked and everybody has problems. And I don't know, it was just another recent example of a company just being super comfortable as part of the way that they market things to just use numbers that are factually not true. And seeing how uncomfortable I was with it, although this is not like lying to investors, this is not going to really harm anybody. It's just, you know, it's an inconsequential lie other than that I felt like it's totally unnecessary to do that. And I do think, and we can go now into the consequences, I do think it matters a lot because the moment I speak up against that, the people on my team get reaffirmed that when I tell them things, they can trust me because I'm not comfortable telling even a stranger a lie. I do think how can people within a company, how can my team members and everybody that works with me and my customers, how can all these people, my family, my friends, how can they trust what I tell them if they know I'm lying to other people, right? If I know that you're lying to other people, I will assume that you might not be trustworthy and things you're telling me might not always be true. And all of a sudden, this is a tiny little thing, but I think setting that example internally and going, no, we're not going to lie in this because that's not what we do, sets A, the example of how you want your team members and employees to treat customers and to do marketing and sales and all that, but it also reflects to them knowing, hey, when Stelly says things, they're probably true because he's not comfortable lying even in the tiniest, least consequential way possible.
I mean, I think it's really important to reinforce things like that. It's because you don't want people around you lying.
Yeah.
Either.
Yeah.
Right. And you want your culture to be very honest.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it's like this. I think you have to really think about if you lie, you know, whether you can get away with it or not. And I know that sounds weird because, you know, we're talking about not lying, but it's like, really, if you think you can lie and get away with it, your ability to remember all these lies over time is not going to be very good, and you will not be able to get away with it. So I think it's like, the reason you shouldn't lie is so that it's just easier. You make your life easier. Because otherwise you have to remember what you told different people all the time. You have to remember all those lies that you said that you probably don't even believe. And that's when I think things go really wrong. People tend to remember these like things that you say to them. And so if you're constantly making shit up and telling them, oh, I have a customer when you actually don't, or, you know, there's like this other level, or especially around like sales and customers and all that, where it's like somebody, and this is totally what we're talking about, because this is what I mean by like people don't know they're lying. Well, if I believe that I'm going to close a deal next week, right, Stelly?
Yep.
I say, hey, I'm going to close 5 deals next week. I've already got them down the pipeline. You know, they're at this stage, blah, blah, blah. And I only close 3. Did I lie to you?
It depends, right? If you really believe you could close 5 and you had enough indication for it, no, you didn't lie. You just said wrong expectations.
See, that's interesting, right? I think that someone else could look at that and say, oh no, you lied to me, right?
Yeah.
And so my whole point in saying that is if you're not sure, don't say it. If you're not sure you're going to close the 5, don't say it, right? Or because you could say it a different way and say, look, based on the stages we're at, it looks like 5 deals will close next week. But Stelly, you know how deals work, right? There could be something we miss. We're still early, you know, if you're early. So I think the honesty is more about giving people context when you say something. And that helps you not lie. That helps no one else think you're lying. The reason is a lot of this is perception. And that's really the big problem with this, right? Like,
yeah.
like you said, that wasn't a lie. I agree. It probably wasn't a lie. But if you didn't do it and you said you were going to do it, generally that means you're lying.
It definitely means that you're going to have, you're going to pay a cost in credibility, right? It means that I'm not going to take you as serious next time you say something, or I will judge your character as somebody that is overly optimistic or doesn't have good judgment on how realistic a deal is to close and come through or not. But I honestly think that, you know, I'm not even talking about these like being overly optimistic or having some kind of a slightly distorted view of the reality and what could be done or could be accomplished. I'm talking about people saying, I have 3 customers when you don't. I'm talking about people saying,
Fair.
Hey, my 10 friends, can you log in and put in your credit card? I'm going to give you that money back. I just need to show that I had some paying upgraded customers in my next meeting with investors. I'm like, this is absolutely nothing to do with being overly optimistic. This is you're just like lying to get over some kind of bump crisis to look good, to feel confident when you talk. This is my first customer. I need to, when they ask me, do you have other customers? We're just going to say yes, because we're afraid to say no. That shit, like, yes, we have other customers. It's not true, right? It has nothing to do with being optimistic. And I think that oftentimes people do it. I mean, obviously they do it because they think they need, because they're either afraid of conflict, of the confrontation that could happen. They're afraid of the consequences. Maybe I'm not going to be able to close my first customer if I don't lie to some. Maybe I'm not going to be able to keep the investors to supporting us if we show them that we still have not gotten a single upgraded account here. Like, people are, maybe my employees will lose trust and not want to keep working with me as hard if they see that financing hasn't come through. So I'm lying to people to not have to deal with the negative consequences. But it doesn't matter if you can get away with a lie or not. I think, honestly, ultimately, you know you're lying, so it's going to affect your mood. It's going to affect your body language. It's going to affect your spirit, your mind, your it's going to affect you. Other people in close proximity will pick it up, even if it's your co-founder and they're in on the lie. Now your co-founder knows that you're willing to lie. If you're willing to lie to somebody else, you might be lying to them. So how much trust can there really be between you? Your employees, like, even if the lie doesn't come out and becomes a huge deal because you lied to an investor and the investor is suing you or kicking you out of the company, even if it doesn't get to that extreme case of consequence, you're paying a price for every little lie you speak. And the price is just not fucking worth it. It is not worth it. If you can't be confident while maintaining the truth, you're just not cut out for this shit. Like, I mean, honestly, you're just not. And this is coming from somebody, I'll tell you, I don't remember, like, I thought about this, not just to be preaching to others, but I don't know about you. You seem like an incredibly honest person, but I, you know, growing up as a kid, I was a liar, right? I was lying quite a lot. Never really anything too big, which is even worse. Like, I would not say any, like, gross, painful, really significant lie, but I would lie all the time about little things for no reason whatsoever, just to make a conversation go smoother or to make myself seem more interesting in a social setting. I would slightly edit the truth, right? X happened and I would add, you know, X plus one to make the story funnier, to make something more interesting. And I don't even know why I was doing that. Like, all the way to my 20s, I just lied about a lot of little things and I felt totally comfortable with it. And I don't even remember right now when the shift happened internally for me, when I decided, no, I don't want to fucking do this anymore. And when I completely stopped lying about anything whenever possible. And this even goes to my children. I had a big debate with my mother the other day that lied to my two boys for a little thing. She basically said, there's no chocolate in the house. They wanted some more chocolate from their grandma. She said, oh, sorry, I don't have any more chocolate. Although she has more chocolate, right? And then I went in a whole debate with her that I like to tell my children, I don't want to give you more chocolate because you already had enough. Chocolate is not good for your body, and I made the decision that you're not going to get anymore, versus telling them, oh, we don't have any chocolate anymore, telling them these small little bullshit lies, because I don't like to lie to my children. I don't like to lie to anybody, right? And I don't know when that shift happened, but I think for many people, that shift just doesn't happen, and they feel, especially in like high-stress situations, they feel like, as a founder, it's okay for me to tell this lie to investors because the reality is gonna catch up to it. Next week, I am going to close these customers. I am going to get 10 upgrades. I am going to catch up with that lie, and then everything is going to be fine. But it's not. It's not. You're paying a really high price. And it breaks my heart when I see founders lying to employees, to co-founders, to investors, to customers. It's just a shitty thing to do, and it's gonna be bad for you ultimately. We talked about this. I want to shout out some episodes here. We talked about firefighting in business in episode 84, and we talked about crisis management for startups in episode 128. Both episodes, I think, are super important for founders that feel like they need to lie listen to those two episodes to hear why there's other solutions to this as well.
You don't need to lie. You got to recognize that you're lying.
First, you got to recognize that you're lying, and then you need to decide to stop it. You can't be a successful founder without lying. You can get through crisis situations without lying. You can have confrontations and use the truth and still come out okay. You really can. And if the people that are listening to us right now, if there's anybody out there that's listening to this and feels like we're criticizing them personally and feels like they're in a situation where they cannot be honest, send us an email.
At
least we'll brainstorm with you and see if we can offer you a better alternative to what you're doing right now. Just shoot us an email at steli@close.io and hnchi@gmail.com. And the two of us will try our best to offer you another strategy, another solution, another way.
Yep. Later.
Later.